put those down. Looks like you already found the revised will. That's a shame. I was coming up here to hide it. Too bad for you that we had such close timing. Now, how about I just hold on to that for the time being? Put your hands where I can see them. Don't move a muscle unless I tell you to, or I will shoot. I don't care if someone hears. Yes, your detective friend was correct. I'm the killer that you're all looking for. Why? You know the reason. You read the will. Call me ungrateful if you must, but once I found out I was being cut off from my inheritance, I decided, you know, maybe it was more important to get my money while I still could than to keep groveling for an old man who never really cared about me. So I just toughened up and did what I had to. Well, framing her wasn't originally part of the plan. I was intending it to be a private matter, to let everyone think that it was an accidental death. Nobody's fault. How was I to know that an amateur detective and their friends would be coming here to take shelter from the winter storm? I only had a narrow window before everyone else found out about the will. So even with you all here, I had to act while I still could. And then, when your friend smelled something fishy, that's when I realized little Francine was going to have to, let's say, take one for the team. Sadly, for me, not for her, that wasn't the end of it. It turns out your friend is better at their hobby than I gave them credit for. It was unendingly frustrating, let me tell you. But now we have our current situation, where one of their meddling friends has started to meddle in something they really shouldn't have. Let's shut this, shall we? Keep your hands up and back away. Slowly. Kill you? Jesus Christ. This is getting out of hand. No, I don't think so. Or, rather, I'm thinking it over. I certainly will if you give me a reason to. Otherwise, I might not. Your detective friend and that buffoon of a constable are both still out there, sniffing around. I would prefer not to provide them with another murder to investigate. But then, what to do with you? Obviously, I can't just let you go. There's no way you'd keep your mouth shut about this, would you? That's about as convincing as I was when I said I wanted justice for my father. We're both very bad actors, I'm afraid. I think what I would like to do is take advantage of this opportunity. I've been watching you, you see, you and your little detective friend. You follow them around like a pretty little dog, eager to obey every instruction they give you, interview whoever they want you to. Personally, I think you should show yourself a little more respect. You can do better than being someone else's lackey. But then, I've seen the effect that you have on them, as much as they try to hide it. You're always there, always dependable, and so they depend on you. They wouldn't know what to do without you. And if it came down to it, I think they'd want to avoid you coming to harm at any cost. You're both very loyal to each other, the two of you. Well then, come to the door. Move your hands down. I will stay just beside you, like this, and you will come with me down the hall. This way, if anyone sees us, it'll look like we are simply having a discussion. But if you attempt any funny business, or try to run, this gun against your back goes off. No one's around, I take it. They must still be preoccupied by the dogs. Speaking of which, was that you who set them off like that? That's funny. You made a diversion, and I also ended up trying to take advantage of it. We'll have to move quickly, though. I imagine someone will be looking and notice we're both gone soon. Don't worry. We don't have long to go. Just to my father's study. I see that look on your face. Don't try it. Here we are. Open the door. No sudden moves. Thank God. I was half concerned that your friend was going to pop in out of nowhere, as they've been doing all day. Come along to the bookshelf. Come along, I said. My father's ghost isn't going to suddenly appear and spook you. He didn't actually die in here anyway. He lingered long enough to get to his deathbed. Or weren't you there for that part? I don't think that bad energy is the most pressing thing you have to worry about right now. Look, I would rather not have to physically force you the rest of the way. I'd like to treat you with a little more dignity than that. We did share a lovely conversation this morning, after all. Thinking back on that, did you know that your friend suspected me then? Was that just another one of your interviews you conduct on their behalf? No? So you were being genuine? Oh dear. Don't tell me that you actually might have... Oh, now that is a pity. It probably doesn't provide much comfort, but I will miss your company as well. You were a good sort. Under other circumstances, maybe something could have happened. Unfortunately, I'm a killer, and you're a good person. And now I'm telling you one more time to follow me inside. Curious about that, aren't you? Well, you already know I did it, so I suppose there's no harm in telling you how. My father got sick whenever he had peanuts. Terribly sick, you see. That made it very easy. I waited until he fell asleep in his study, like usual. And then I just slipped a bit of peanut oil into his drink. It was nerve-wracking, thinking he might wake up in the middle of it. I don't mind telling you. Then I just had to leave before he woke up. That's right. With no one entering or exiting the study, it must have looked like a ghost got in. Well, I won't tell you how I did that. Instead, I'll show you. Impressed? My grandfather had this secret hideaway installed. Only my father and I know about it nowadays. Well, I guess only I do now. But that serves my purposes just fine. Get in. I'll be right behind you. No, no. I told you. I won't kill you. Not unless you do something rash. Here's how this is going to work. I'll put you here in the secret passage. I will depart from the mansion now that the storm has let up. I will make for the bank, take the money that is owed me, and never darken this doorstep again. If your friends try to stop me or alert the authorities, I can use you as leverage. You see, once I'm in a safe place, I will wire them your location and they can set you free. Until then, you'll have to sit tight and wait. That way, if I have to spend the rest of my short life in a prison, so do you. Sounds like a good plan? Yes? Then lead the way. I'm not going to ask you again. Oh, it's not that bad. I made sure to clean it of the cobwebs when I was carrying out my plan. I wasn't going to be sharing this room with a bunch of dead bugs while I waited for my father to keel over. It is a bit dark, though. Watch your step. I think that my grandfather intended these hideaways as sort of safe rooms in the event that the house is ever stormed by the lower class or something. He was always paranoid of silly things like that, so it's sturdy and useful in an emergency, but not very comfortable. I hope you're not too cold, at least. Good. Sit down. I should still have some rope around here. Spent some time making a pulley system once to take things back and forth between another hideaway down on the first floor. Amused my sister to no end when she was still alive. Happier times. What? Well, no, I don't think she'd find this very amusing. She was always a very soft-hearted little thing. But like I say, she isn't around anymore. Please don't try to distract me with this subject. I really don't appreciate it. Ah, here we are. Turns out I had quite a bit left, actually. Now don't move. You think that they'll find you, huh? They're welcome to try. Your detective looked all over this mansion and didn't find anything suspicious. But we'll see. I wouldn't care if they get you out once I'm already out of the country, certainly. Though, I doubt it. It's not like they have any clue to lead them to the study after all. We'll see, my dear. I guess, to their credit, they did see through the ruse I put up. They even knew about where I kept the will. Why else would they send you to my own bedchamber? Oh, that was on your own? Seems a little bit foolish of you. You didn't even look up when I came in. I could have caved your head in right then and there. But don't be so hard on yourself. You're still learning the basics. Mistakes are bound to happen. Think of this whole uncomfortable episode as a learning experience. Next time I hope you'll bring back up when you go snooping. There. I think that looks secure. Ankles too. What are you whimpering about? No. No. I will tell them your location once I'm gone. I will. There's no reason you have to die just for being careless. I know I've lied about a lot of things over the past week, but I'm not lying about this. Cross my heart. You think I mind becoming a fugitive? It was always my wish to see the world. I just need the money. No, you're not going to suffocate. This house is drafty enough that it is well ventilated. I should know. I had to spend hours in here. All right. I don't think you'll be getting out of that in a hurry. Hang on. What happened to your top button? Never mind. Must have fallen off somewhere. In any case, I guess I can put this gun away now. I'm sorry about that, by the way. Thank you for cooperating, though I know that you hardly had a choice in the matter. I'll be leaving the mansion now that I'm finished here, and now that I've got the revised will. I imagine that if all goes well, you'll be out of this dreadful place in about a day. I'd find a lantern or something to leave you, but I'm worried that I've taken up too much time here as it is. I'd rather not run into anyone on the way out. Now, I'm very sorry to have to do this to you, and with old rags like these, but I can't have you calling for help either. Not that I'm completely sure that anyone will hear you. These walls aren't soundproofed, no, but they're very thick. Before that, though, one more thing. It's hardly the right time or place, but I'm probably never going to see you again. And you did seem interested earlier, so I... You're right. I am a scoundrel. There we go. You know, this wouldn't have happened if he had just accepted me the way I was. Stupid old man. I'll take my leave of you now. Goodbye. And give my regards to that detective friend of yours when you see them next.